Do you love live theatre? Every great production runs on someone the audience never sees. You've probably never thought about who makes the doors slam at exactly the right moment, but that's exactly Deb Hossack's job. She's the stage manager at Act One Theatre Strathpine's new production, The Opposite Six, a riotous, fast-paced British farce by David Tristram, running the 7th to the 23rd of August at the Alpine Shire Hall. It's a role that means being across every cue, every prop, every costume change. The engine room is live theatre. She's the calm in the middle of the madness. Deb, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, Deb, tell us, what is The Opposite Sex all about?
Well, we've got two couples and it's a bit of a chance meeting. Judith is the Avon lady and she turns up to visit Vicky as the Avon lady and finds out that she knew Vicky's husband in a previous life. He convinces Vicky to invite Judith and her husband over for dinner. And it all goes downhill from there.
Now, tell us why this play, Deb?
Well, to be honest, we did actually have another play planned, but we were unable to secure the rights for that one. So Lillian Harrington, who's the director, she particularly wanted a comedy to direct in this time slot. And she really, really enjoys David Tristram. And she felt that this play was something that our audiences would love. It's a great, really fun comedy.
Okay. Now, talking about David, tell us about the playwright, Deb.
Yeah, he's a great writer from the UK. He's known for these farcical style physical comedies. We actually haven't done, we've done his many of his comedies over the years, but this is the first one for I think about 6 years. The last one we did was a comedy called Joining the Club, which was a one-act play. So it's time to bring David back, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I think he also write What's for Pudding?
Yes. And he wrote a series of one-act plays about, oh, they're great, they're about a theatre group, actually.
Okay.
That we're thinking of doing in the next few years. So look out for those as well.
There you go. Now, Deb, tell us about the genre.
It's a British farcical, black comedy, I would call it. You know, a little bit naughty. And comedies like this, they rely a lot on facial expression as well as physical movement. So the actors really have to learn how to use their faces to get things across. You know, they're rolling their eyes and the facial expressions are really exaggerated. And it's surprisingly difficult to get right and it takes a lot of rehearsals, but they're really, really lucky that they've got an extremely experienced director and she's very, very knowledgeable in this sort of thing and she's really helped them. It's great. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait for people to see it.
Good. And, Deb, tell us about the cast. You've got Mark, Vicky, Judith and Eric. How did they sort of land these incredible roles?
Well, we've got a great cast. We're really lucky. Mark is played by Joel Thomas and Vicky is played by Yuhansi Theron. They're both back at Act One for return roles. We've both had them before. Yohansi was just in Billy Liar, actually, our last play.
Wow.
Judith is played by Louisa DiPompo and Eric is Dan Baker. They're both experienced. Louisa is actually a drama teacher up here in Moreton. I won't say the school, but one of our Moreton Bay schools.
Yeah.
And their first time in Act One, so we love having new faces at our theatre and hopefully they're here to stay because they're all brilliant actors. Yeah, they're really, really good. We're very, very lucky. We've got a very talented cast.
Great. Now, Deb, are there any fancy or funny antidotes from the cast about tackling characters that are in an affair-fueled meltdown, so to speak?
Yeah, well, they've become a very close-knit group. Two of them are married, so it was quite interesting. They had to, you know, get over those you know, interesting nerves that you have about playing characters when you're married, you have to be married to somebody else, which is always a little uncomfortable at first. Uh-huh. But they've all become really, really good friends. But throughout the show, of course, they've either got to be in love with each other or they've got to be fighting each other. So it's quite interesting watching them perform that on stage and then step off stage and straight away they're back to being friends again.
Wouldn't that be good?
There is that. Yeah, there's a physical fight on stage and it's quite nice to watch them do that. And then after they rehearse that, they're back into the, are you okay, okay? I didn't hurt you, did I? So it's great that they're a really tight-knit group and really actually get along really well, which is great to see.
Yeah. And Deb, that sort of brings us into the challenges of staging all of this, isn't it? Hey, that'd be pretty hefty.
There is a lot in this stage. It's a bit of a workplace health and safety nightmare, this show.
There you go.
Be honest, we, Andrew, who is our president and actually a workplace and health and safety person, and I, we've really looked into everything and made sure everything is safety is our main concern for this show. So the scenes where I don't want to give too much away, but there's scenes things go flying. So there we have continuous rehearsal of those scenes to make sure that anything that involves physical action is 100% safe, because obviously we definitely don't want things flying into the audience. But so Andrew's actually a Dan in Taekwondo in a previous life.
Oh, okay.
And Dan Baker, who plays Eric, is actually a Kung Fu instructor. So between the two of them, they've made things are very choreographed very safely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yes, and everything else that has to happen has lots and lots of rehearsal to make sure that no one is hurt and everything is done really, really well. And I think the audience is going to really, really love it. It's very, very funny how things happen. And
Now, Deb, I'm just thinking, it really is just a single living room setting, isn't it? You know,
it
gosh,
is.
That's a bit of a thing on its own, because the design, dressing, the space for the Alpine Shire Hall, that's a fair bit of work.
Yeah, and we've got quite a stark set too. It's perfect for the 90s yuppies that that the couple are. So we've got there's a kitchen hatch that opens and closes that's integral to the action. People have to come along and see just how integral that is. But it's quite a stark set. So it was interesting to do that, because normally we have a lot of colour and a lot of bits and pieces. So it was, as I love set dressing and I'm not allowed to do much set dressing on this. So it's quite different to not have a lot to work with and make it look really good, which we have made it look fantastic, but it's very different to not have lots of bits and pieces on the set and still make it look great, and somehow we've managed it.
And also, Deb, I mean, you've got to think about the styling of the whole, plus also the personalities and the era that it was the play is happening in, right?
Yes. So it is set in the 90s. So we're having fun going back to the 90s.
Yep.
And so Mark and Vicky, they're yuppies and they dress as such. And then we've got Eric, who's a bit of a hippie. He's like a Ban the Bomb sort of guy. So, you know, he's got his Doc Martens on. And then his wife, Judith, is the innocent Avon lady.
There you
and
go.
As a side note, I used to be an Avon lady in the 90s, and I actually still have my Avon badge, so that's going to be making an appearance on stage as part of her costume, so that's fun.
Yeah. Now, Deb, it's billed as adult humour, isn't it?
It is.
Any guidance for audience on content or age suitability?
It's definitely an adult only play because it is centred on themes, you know, bit of infidelity going on. So we do definitely recommend at least 16 and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no children at this play, please.
Good one. Okay.
Definitely not. Yeah.
And Deb, can you give us a little teaser, a little quote from one of the standout scenes without spoiling the twist, of course?
Oh, I think one of my favourite lines comes from Vicky, and she says, "Mark, stop gawping. Go and peel some potatoes. They're hardly likely to reveal their innermost secrets with you hovering about like some demented goldfish."
I can sort of almost hear myself saying something like that. Now, why should somebody who's never been to Act One Theatre come along specifically to see this one?
Well, if you're after a great night out and you want some cheeky, fun comedy in a lovely old theatre where you can have a beverage and snack as you watch a show, Act One is the place for you to come to. What more could you want?
Exactly. And just tell us a little bit now about ticketing and session details, Deb.
Yes. So we open on, what's the date? August the 7th, Friday night, August the 7th.
Yeah.
And we run through to the 23rd, Sunday the 23rd. So we have matinees 2 p.m. on Sundays, and Friday and Saturday night shows are 7:30. So you just need to go to www.actone.com.au to book your theatre, book your tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The theatre is at 238 Gympie Road, Strathpine, right near the train station if you need public transport, or we've got lots of parking surrounding the theatre. And we have, like I said, beverages, snacks available for purchase. It's a lovely, lovely theatre. Just come and visit us
and
you'll
do that.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Deb, it was great talking to you this morning, and it is good to get a bit of an idea of what's happening in the background. But I'm just telling our listeners, if you needed convincing that live theatre is more fun than Netflix, Deb Hosak has given us the perfect taste of the beautifully chaotic world of the opposite sex and every reason why this British farce promises comic mayhem that you do not want to miss. And as Deb said, it's running from the 7th to the 23rd of August at the Old Pineshire Hall. And if that doesn't convince you to grab a ticket, nothing will. Thank you so much, Deb Hosak, Stage Manager at Act One Theatre Strathpine, for a sneak peek behind the curtain.
Thank you.